Welcome one, welcome all to this week's episode of The Paranormal Patriot. I would like to bid you a warm welcome. I am your host, as always, wearing the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez. Again, thank you for joining me. And truth be told, I'm going to hate to see the month end. This month, as I mentioned for the last couple weeks, we have been a featured podcast on podbean.com. It has done... It has gone above and beyond anything I could have ever imagined being a featured podcast would do. I owe it all to my listeners because you have to kind of have some numbers, some pretty good numbers to be a featured podcast, and they want to take your show over the top. Well, you guys have listened, you've given me those great numbers, and they made me the featured podcast, and it took this show over the top. As of today... It is September 30th. I am going to record this show, and it's going to go on September's numbers. It's going to be a recording in September and going to be on October's numbers. But with that being said, the number of followers, this month we have quadrupled the number of followers that this show has had. Now, I have a conversation with a lot of other podcasters that use Podbean. And they say, you know, what usually happens is when you are a featured podcast, you get a really big spike in followers of your show. But by the end of the month, you lose about half of them. We're not losing them. We are continuing to gain. I thought it would peak and then near the end of the month, it'd start going down. That's not the case. It just continues to roll. This month, just on podbean.com, we are going to have the best month in the numbers of listens that this show has had in the history of the Paranormal Patriot, old or new Paranormal Patriot. For those of you who don't know, we used to have a show back, it was a three-year running show, and a lot of things were going on in my life, and I just stopped doing it. I stopped doing the show for about 6 to 8 months, and then I came back the first part of 2018 to bring the show back, and the numbers are just phenomenal. This month has the numbers have skyrocketed. The all I can say is it's fun. It's fun to do this podcast. Not that it wasn't before, but knowing that there's a whole new audience that I am encapsulating, that I'm going out and in opening their minds is a great feeling. But I don't want you to think that my core listeners, I'm forgetting about you, because I'm not. You guys are the reason I'm here, and I appreciate that. You know, what really excites me is the international audience. I always had a little bit of an international audience, but again, because of this month, it's just, I don't even know the percentage it's up. It's over 100% that I am up internationally. Great Britain has just skyrocketed. They have half of my listens this month in Great Britain. Australia has come around and saw the light of the Paranormal Patriot. Canada has skyrocketed. But my core audience is here in the United States. Michigan this month will lead everybody in the number of listens. Pennsylvania comes in a close second. Then we go to California, Florida, Texas, New Jersey, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota. if you notice, the Great Lakes area is where the core of my audience is. But every state in this union, in this lovely country we have, has gone up in listenership. So thank you. I don't want to sit here and beat my own drum because it's really not my drum, it's our drum. So pat yourself on the back. You have helped grow this show to levels I have never, ever even thought of attaining. So thank you. Thank you very much. But now, we have a show to talk about. So on this week's show, we're going to talk about, well, we're going to end the show. Let's start with what we're going to end. I've got one listener encounter, and I was going to put two on there, but I have to tell you what happened to me last night. Last night was another night I couldn't sleep. So I was sitting there laying in bed and kind of perusing the internet, and something happened in my bedroom that I can't explain. Can't explain it at all. So you're going to hear about that. You're going to hear a listener encounter. But to begin the show, we're going to talk about the mysterious Black Knight satellite. Some of you have heard about it, know what I'm going to talk about. A lot of you may not know what it is I am going to discuss this week. So sit back, relax, open your mind, because we are going to go out into space, actually into near-Earth orbit. We're going to try and find out what has been orbiting in a polar orbit our planet. Is it space debris? Is it extraterrestrial? You are going to have to wait and find out. So stay with us. We will be right back. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. Hey, everybody. Today is September 30th, which is National Podcast Day. So what I wanted to do on National Podcast Day is help out a fellow podcaster, a friend of mine who I've just recently got in touch with. He'd like me to go on the show, and that is my goal, to go on his show. His name is Jay. He has a podcast with his buddies Paco and Jack called Vanishing Gates. All you need to do to find Vanishing Gates is go to Facebook and look for Vanishing Gates, like the page that go on Facebook Live a lot. You can find them on YouTube or go to their website, vanishinggates.com. If you are interested in the paranormal, the unexplained, if you like the Paranormal Patriot, you will like Vanishing Gates. Help out my buddy Jay, Paco, and Jack, and go visit their page, listen to their podcast, and let me know what you think. I will relay the message, or you can contact them yourselves. But whatever you do, listen to the podcast. I've listened to many of the episodes, and it's great stuff. Remember, Vanishing Gates on YouTube and Facebook, vanishinggates.com on the internet. Tell them the Paranormal Patriot sent you, and that because you like the Paranormal Patriot, you are going to like Vanishing Gates. So if you like the show, I'm assuming it's because you like the paranormal, the unexplained, the supernatural. Well, we have a doozy for you this week. We have a conspiracy theory that revolves around the Black Knight satellite. Now, a lot of people have no idea what I'm talking about. They're asking, Tom, what the heck is the Black Knight satellite? Well, the Black Knight satellite is, well, it's an object that has been sighted since 1954 that has a near-polar orbit around this planet. Now, there are many theories as to what it could be. There's a general theory that it is an extraterrestrial satellite, but NASA has come out and said, no, you're wrong. It's a thermal blanket from a previous mission. I'm going to stop right there and say, look, if it's a thermal blanket, we have a thing called gravity. There's a reason that satellites don't fall in to our atmosphere, because we have ways to keep them aloft. thermal blankets have no way of staying aloft. So if we've been noticing this thing since 1954, it would have already burned up in our atmosphere. It still wouldn't be there, but yet it is. But it gets a little bit deeper. We all know who Nikola Tesla is, right? Well, in 1901, Tesla published an article in Collier's Weekly detailing his experiments with electrical currents. He claims he experienced unexplained disturbances in electrical fields, in electrical signals. And he concludes that the source may have been extraterrestrials trying to communicate. Now, this is what he wrote in that article. It was sometime afterwards when the thought flashed upon my mind that the disturbances I had observed might be due to an intelligent control. Although I could not decipher their meaning, it was impossible for me to think of them as having been entirely accidental. The feeling is constantly growing on me that I had been the first to hear the greeting of one planet to another. But now, in 1927, amateur Norwegian radio operator Jørgen Hals discovered long-delay echoes, which are echoes of short-wave transmissions. He couldn't figure out what was causing the LDEs, and neither could anyone else. Scientists still don't know what causes them. One theory is that these echoes, well, they're the same signals that Tesla heard, and they were coming from intelligent beings from outer space. Now, Tesla and Hals both heard radio signals they attributed to intelligent beings from outer space, but in 1960, Ronald Bracewell took things a step further by publishing a theory on how other life forms might try to communicate with us. Now, according to Bracewell, they could fill a probe or satellite with all the information they wanted to communicate and launch it into space. The probe would then seek civilizations capable of interpreting its messages. Such a probe is necessary because travel can be of great distances, it would need to get close to whichever planet it is trying to communicate with in order to transmit its message. Now, were these signals that Tesla and Hals heard, were they of extraterrestrial origin? Well, that's up for some serious debate because look at the time frame. 1901, 1927, the technology and the knowledge about space was not even close to what it is now, and we at now don't even know half of what we should. So to say that it was definitively an extraterrestrial signal, it's up for some debate. However, in 1974, Scottish astronomy writer Duncan Lunan purported that the decoded LDEs Jørgen Hals heard in the 1920s, he claimed that they were a map of the star system Epsilon Boots. Could this message have come from aliens from that star system? Well, where's the proof? There's only one problem with his theory. Arcturus, a bright star from Boots constellation where the Epsilon Boots system is located, was in the wrong place when checked against the star charts. Lunan did some research and discovered that Arcturus has once been located where the map claimed it was 13,000 years ago. So that means, according to him, that this probe must have been launched more than 13,000 years ago when Arcturus was still in that position. So we've gone off of all of these people's theories. We now are a spacefaring society. So people ask, you've been up in space, where are the pictures? Well, there's a lot of them. On a 1998 mission, the Endeavour space shuttle captured a picture of something floating outside the craft. NASA wrote it off as I stated before, the loss of the thermal blanket, but others contend it seems to be too rigid to be a blanket. Now, I don't have it. Granted, there's no video on this podcast. You're hearing my voice, and I have to describe this thing. Look at it as a almost comma-shaped black object with a couple protrusions coming out of it near the front. There have been numerous photos taken of it since around 1960, and they really don't change in appearance. So for NASA to to say that it's a thermal blanket from that mission that kind of got out, and you just took a picture of that. It doesn't explain all the previous photographs. It is odd. As I say, if it had been here, well, it should have been gone by now. But yet we're still, to this day, taking pictures of it. In January 2016, footage from the International Space Station showed an object that suspiciously looks like the Black Knight satellite floating nearby. NASA provided no explanation for the mystery object. So what is it? That's the question. Something is out there. There are numerous photographs showing something. I will post it online as to the pictures, some of the pictures that that are out there for it. I will post them on my Facebook page, The Paranormal Patriot. Go to the Facebook page. If you haven't liked it, please do so. But we cannot deny that something is out there. So what I want to do, I've got 20 facts I have found about the Black Knight satellite. Some of these I've already gone over, but they are in order. According to modern monitoring agencies around the world, the Black Knight satellite has been transmitting radio signals for over 50 years now. Thermal blankets do not transmit radio signals. The U.S. and the Soviet Union have shown particular interest in this unidentified flying object. Again, rumors are that Nikola Tesla was the first man to intercept a signal from the Black Knight satellite in 1899 after a high-voltage radio device in Colorado Springs picked up signals. Since the 1930s, amateur astronomers worldwide have been reporting strange radio signals which are allegedly coming from the Black Knight. In 1957, Dr. Luis Carolos of the Communications Ministry in Venezuela photographed it while taking pictures of Sputnik as it passed over Caracas. The St. Louis Dispatch and the San Francisco Examiner wrote about the satellite on May 14, 1954. Time magazine wrote about the Black Knight satellite on March 7, 1960. In 1957, an unknown object was seen shadowing the Sputnik 1 spacecraft. According to reports, the unidentified object was in polar orbit. In 1957, the United States nor the Russians possessed the technology to maintain a spacecraft in polar orbit. So that tells me that it shouldn't be there. The first polar orbiting satellite was launched in 1960. Now, regarding polar orbits are often used for Earth mapping, Earth observation, capturing the Earth as time passes from one point, and reconnaissance satellites. This would put the Black Knight in the category of an observational satellite. In the 1960s, the Black Knight satellite was once again in polar orbit. Astronomers and scientists calculated the object's weight to be over 10 tons, which would be, at the time, the heaviest artificial satellite to orbit our planet. How they got to that number, I don't know. It doesn't say. I never found anything out about it. But again, they said it's 10 tons, heaviest at the time. The Black Knight's orbit was unlike any other object orbiting Earth. The Grumman Aircraft Corporation gave much importance to this mysterious satellite on September 3, 1960, 7 months after the satellite was first detected by radar. A tracking camera at Grumman Aircraft Corporation's Long Island factory took a photograph of the Black Knight satellite. The Grumman Air Force Corporation formed a committee to study the data received from the observations, but nothing was ever made public. In 1963, Gordon Cooper was launched into space. On his last orbit, he reported seeing a glowing green object in front of his capsule in the distance, moving towards his spacecraft. The Munchia tracking station in Australia, which Cooper reported the object to, picked up the unidentified object on the radar traveling east to west. It was the ham operator who was apparently decoded a series of signals received from the UFO satellite and interpreted it as a star chart centered on the Epsilon Boots star system. According to this decoded message, the Black Knight satellite originated from this star system 13,000 years ago. On August 23rd, 1920 or 1954, the technology magazine Aviation Week and Space Technology released a story about the Black Knight satellite that angered the Pentagon, who were trying to keep the information secret. NASA has released official images which apparently show the Black Knight satellite. I will post a couple of those, and I'll let you decide. Something's out there. There's no doubt that something is out in orbit that we don't know what it is. It shouldn't be there. It's not a thermal blanket. I don't care what you think. NASA is not telling you the truth on that one. It is not a thermal blanket, because if it was a thermal blanket, it should have already descended into our atmosphere and burned up. So go to the Facebook page. If you know about the Black Knight, let me know what you think. Is it a legitimate satellite of extraterrestrial origin? Or is it something else? Let me know. Contact me at ghostseeker4 at charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4 at charter.net. All right, when we come back, we're going to finish the show up. I've got a listener encounter with a gray alien. And then I've got my own encounter that I experienced last night that it just doesn't make sense to me. I'll come back to you. We'll hear these encounters, and then you will decide what you think. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot, and we will be right back. If show results are any indication, the listeners of the show love to listen to our listeners' own personal paranormal experiences. So if you have a paranormal experience that you want our listeners to hear about, contact me at ghostseeker4 at charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4 at charter.net. If you've seen a UFO, if you've seen a ghost, if you've seen Bigfoot, any type of cryptid, or something you cannot explain, all you have to do is contact me at ghostseeker4 at charter.net and let our listeners hear about it and let them decide. Sometimes they have an answer for you. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes you have seen something paranormal. But there are other times when people say, oh, I think what you saw was very, very conventional. Let our listeners decide. Contact me at ghostseeker4 at charter.net with any paranormal supernatural experience that you have had. Ghostseeker4 at charter.net.
Fantasies of other ways to exist, fill a dilly for a minute, then my mind starts to drift. Dream shift, understanding expands, products of an ego, morph our circumstance, a chance to escape. Everyday banality, brutality.
All right, let's end the show with a listener encounter and then my own encounter. We're going to start the last segment with an encounter, recent encounter from Carly in Toledo, Ohio. She writes to me, Tom, I don't even know where to begin on this because I don't know if I'm crazy. But this happened to me 2 weeks ago, and I received this letter about 2 weeks ago, so it happened about a month ago. But she says, I am a 26-year-old single female who lives alone in an apartment complex. I have one cat that sleeps with me every single night. Well, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I was awakened. She says she cannot understand why she was awake. She says, I was in a deep sleep, but something woke me up. It was like a voice in my head. I don't know what it said, but all I know is I was jolted to sleep. I opened my eyes and the room is pitch dark. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. First thing I notice is Chloe, my cat, is not sleeping by me. She usually sleeps by me every single night, but she's not there. So I try to sit up and find out if she's at the foot of my bed. She usually sleeps right by my head and she's not there. But when I try to move, I cannot move. At this point, I think I'm dreaming, and I try to wake myself up, but I can't. I feel as if I'm awake. My eyes are open. I can't see anything, but I can't move. She says after about a minute, my eyes have adjusted to the darkness in the room, and I can make out vague shapes. I still can't move my body, and it's really starting to scare me at this point. She says, I can move my head back and forth, and when I move my head to the right, I notice in the corner of my room, there is what appears to be a little boy standing in the corner. At this point, I want to scream, but I can't. I can't make a noise. I can't move. I can only move my head. It is at that point that this little boy starts walking towards me. And as he's walking towards me, I begin to start making out some facial features. This is not a little boy. This is something I've never seen before. I've heard of something called aliens and the quote-unquote gray aliens. And if they've existed, this is a prime example. It had a large, bulbous head. It was very thin. But what really struck me were its eyes. It had large, almond-shaped eyes that in the dark looked completely black. It walked around my bed and literally stood to the right of me. As I turned my head to the right, I can see this being, this thing, standing no more than 2 feet from me. I am now petrified. I can feel my heart racing out of my chest, but I still can't move, and I still cannot say anything. It looks at me. And as it's looking at me, I don't feel fear. I feel peace. In my head, I hear, I am not here to hurt you. I am just here to observe your kind. It stares at me for what felt like an eternity, puts its thin, very long-fingered hands on my forehead, and it felt cold. There was no warmth like you would have with a human. It put it on my forehead and just left it there. And I kept thinking to myself, is it pulling my thoughts? Is it draining my life force? And then it removed its hand. It walked back to the corner, and I'm following it with my head as it's walking back to the corner. As it gets to the corner, it turns around and stares at me, and I almost think I saw it wave. And then it was gone. And the minute it was gone, it was like a vice was released from my body. I could move. So I got up. I sat up. I looked for my cat. No cat around. I turned on the light, and Chloe comes in as if nothing happened. Now, was I dreaming? There is a possibility, I guess, but it seemed too real to me. It didn't want to hurt me. I felt that. I don't know what happened when it put its hand on my forehead, but I have no marks. I don't feel any different because of it. All I know is these quote-unquote gray aliens, they exist. That was the encounter from Carly in Toledo, Ohio. Very recent encounter. It has all the trademarks of an extraterrestrial visitation. However, she does not feel as if she was abducted. She never noticed or never mentioned any loss of time. I tried to contact her again, but she just said, Tom, I wanted to give you my encounter. I don't want to talk about it anymore. And I will respect that. I'm not going to push. I thanked her for her encounter. She gave me the okay to relay her encounter, relive her encounter to my listeners in hopes that somebody can answer her to tell her, was this a dream or was this a legitimate event? So for those of you who may have experienced something similar, help Carly out. Help her determine, was it a dream or was it real? Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Now, I was going to have another encounter, but I wanted to throw mine in there because it's very recent. In fact, it's from last night. I don't sleep well at night. I just sit there at times and I just toss and turn and I never get that deep sleep. It's part of the, from what they tell me, part of the fibromyalgia. You just don't get into that REM, the rapid eye movement, the deep sleep. And it gets frustrating at times. Last night was one of those nights and it was pretty intense because I'll fall asleep the minute my head hits the pillow. But give me half hour, 45 minutes later, I'm up, and I'm up pretty much for the night. Last night was no exception. Now, last night was homecoming in my home, and my daughter and my son, the Cosmic Dreamer, went to homecoming. The Cosmic Dreamer stayed with his buddy, and my daughter came home with two of her friends, and they stayed the night. So they shut the door when they went to bed, and my youngest went to bed, and his door was shut too. The way my house is laid out is if you have a car coming, it's not going to shine in my bedroom because it's horizontal to my bedroom. So I'm sitting there on my phone just perusing the internet, going through Facebook, seeing what everybody's eating at the time, apparently. And in the corner, right before, in our bedroom, we have the bed, and then you have dressers, and then you have our master bathroom. In the corner by the master bathroom, I start seeing a light. And I'm like, that shouldn't be there. So I'm assuming one of the girls got up, turned on a light to use the hallway bathroom. I get up. The door's closed. Nobody's in the bathroom. I go back into the bedroom and the light's gone. I'm like, okay, that must have been, I have no idea what it is. So I went back to perusing the internet. And this is about 2:30 in the morning. About 5 minutes later, the light comes again. And it's not just a faint light. It's a light that like somebody is shining a flashlight in that corner. But this time there was something different. When that light was shining in the corner, I noticed a shape moving across the bedroom. The bathroom is to the south end of the room, and it's the bathroom, and then you have closet doors, and then you have the door to go into the hallway. This shape, the shadow, was in the corner on the south side and moving north, where the rest of the bath or the rest of the bedroom was. It went past the window. I do have a window facing the west, which is facing the backyard. To the back of me are farm fields. No cars. Nothing could have created that light. When it went past the window, the shades were open. I could see a shadowy mist, I guess is how I'd put it. It wasn't a complete blockage of the light, but you can see that something walked across the window. And it stopped, and it seemed to stop in front of the dresser. Now, the dressers are set up. There's a dresser for my wife, and it goes down into a mirror with some of her makeup and perfumes and everything. Then we have another higher dresser that has the television on there. It stopped in front of that first dresser and then seemed to dissipate. I didn't think anything of it. I'm like, that was weird. I've seen weird things in this house quite a bit. I just sat there and stared at it, and it wasn't there anymore. I looked around the room, the light wasn't there. It was not 1 minute later that TV turned itself on. Now, keep in mind, when I turn on my TV, I use DirecTV, who I hate. I use DirecTV. So I have a receiver, and I have the television. You have to turn on the television, then you have to turn on the receiver to get a signal, to get a channel to come up. So you can't just turn on the TV and boom, there's the television. You have to turn on the TV. The TV comes on. You hit the button for the receiver. The receiver comes on, and it goes to the last channel. Well, I know for a fact that my wife was watching the Flipper Flop show with where the guy either will sell you a house or the lady will flip your house and make it look 10 times better. I know for a fact that when we went to bed, she was watching that and she turned it off. So it should have been on that channel. Not 2 minutes later, the TV comes on as well as the receiver. So I'm thinking, okay, I must have hit the remote. And I've got my phone on me, so I turn the flashlight on, and I'm looking all over for the remote. The remote is on the nightstand to the right of my wife. She can't get it. There's no way anybody touched it. The only way to turn it on is by the remote, unless you go walk right up to the receiver and the television and physically turn it on, and we didn't either. Nobody was. The wife was sound asleep. The other odd thing is when it came on, the volume was blaring. It was so loud. It startled my wife to sleep. She's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, I didn't do anything. Where's the remote? Grab the remote on the nightstand and turn it off. It wasn't on the channel that she left it on. I'm not saying that I saw a ghost that manipulated the television, but I'm telling you, there was a light in my room. I saw a shadowy form in that light walk across the window, walk in front of the window, I should say, to the dresser and then disappear. And then not 2 minutes later, the TV comes on its own with the volume blaring on a channel that it was not left on. I've seen many strange things in this house. That is right up there with one of the most bizarre. Let me know your paranormal encounters. I want to hear them. You can contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Carly from Toledo, thank you for sending yours in. Thank you for listening to the show. That'll be the show for the week. Go to Vanishing Gates. Give them a listen. Let me know what you think about them. I hope you enjoy it. Like I say, if you enjoy The Paranormal Patriot, you will enjoy Vanishing Gates. So next week, not sure what we're going to talk about, but it'll be something interesting. Let me know what you think about the Black Knight. If you've heard of it, if you've seen the pictures, let me know what you think. Again, go to the Facebook page. Sometime today, I will be posting pictures of the Black Knight satellite. But you got to go to the Facebook page. I'm not going to post them on my personal page. This is for the people that actually go to the page and like the page where you get the posts. That is one of the benefits of liking The Paranormal Patriot is you get more information. So contact me with any paranormal experience. Contact me with anything that you want to talk about. If you have show ideas, contact me again. That email address is ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, the number ghostseeker4@charter.net. Now, I will give you a little up ahead warning. October 27th, we have our annual Halloween party here at the house. We will not be doing a show that week. I plan on doing a show next week and the week after, and I think the week after. So we should have 3 weeks of shows, but the last Saturday in September or October, we will not be having a show. So keep that in mind. Again, if you're new to the show, send me a comment. Go to Podbean, go to Stitcher, wherever you're listening to. Give me a 5-star review. I love the 5-star reviews. And we just had another something, again, just moved in this house. It was a dark shadow. I just saw it. It walked right in front of me. This is crazy. Crazy. All right, we will be back next week. I will update you on the shadow I just saw. Crazy. Talk to me. Let me know what you think of the show. Give me comments. Give me 5-star reviews. Give me your show ideas and give me your paranormal encounters. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. This is Tom Velasquez taking off the tinfoil hat. And I will talk to you next week. Oh.
Just get out of my way, 'cause here I come. I'm not stopping till my job is done. And if you ain't leading the pack, you better get...